What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to our radio program. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. And I mean that. I know I am.
Beautiful outside.
Ah, it's wonderful. You know, it's even more wonderful the mornings these days.
It's crisp.
Ah, it's great.
I have to, because I take the big fella for a walk every morning. And I love these mornings where you're debating, do you go long sleeve? Do you go light sweatshirt? Are you fine in the tank top? Like, you know, it's you wake up and you're like, oh man,
yeah.
Like, there's a crisp in the air. It's like it's there's a debate.
I find light sweatshirt absolutely delightful.
Yeah,
this time of year in the morning.
Yeah,
but it's off by 9.
I usually do the
maybe
like,
10,
like a light dry fit top, like a long sleeve Nike dry fit.
Sounds like a quarter zip.
Can't do it.
So hot.
Can't embrace the quarter zip lifestyle yet.
My wife brought a $4 quarter zip home from Costco the other day. Can't wait to rock that thing. So,
what brand?
I don't know. It's $4.
That's the key.
32 degree quarter zip.
She's like, would you wear this? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, well, if you decide you want to keep it, it's only $4.
Can I? Let me see if you guys agree with this. Yeah. I don't like it when my wife buys me clothes.
Because you feel obligated?
Well, that's part of it, but I don't like her style.
Oh,
for me.
Oh, I'll just tell her straight away if it's not going to work. So it's
yeah.
What
I
is,
just don't.
Does she try to dress you out of your comfort zone?
I've talked her out of it over the years. Yeah. Like, I don't think she doesn't really do it anymore.
Sure.
But that was an inclination that she had early in our relationship. And I was just like, you know, maybe just let me. I mean, I'm not the most stylish guy.
Lane.
Yeah. But I just, you know. I like what I like.
We appreciate the effort, but...
Do you buy your wife thing, like clothes?
I wouldn't even... No.
Right.
Under no circumstances.
Does she buy you clothes?
Yeah. She'll buy me something every now and then.
Yeah, I think women buy men clothes 10 times more than the other way around.
Yeah. She'll see something and she'll be like, oh, she... But the sizing thing, I'm a weird... I have weird shapes. So it's usually not like a matter of style. It's usually... a fit. She either buys an elephant tent or the world's smallest. I'm like, what in what world did you think I was going to fit into?
You get
this?
The European cut.
Yeah. So, but yeah, for the most part, the BTJ is a fairly stylish person, and she knows that I'm willing to take some chances. So it doesn't happen that often, but there is a pressure. I will admit, there is a pressure when they buy you something to like wear it, or because she gets very sensitive. If she buys me something and I don't like it, somehow I'm an ass. And I'm like, what? okay.
Yeah, that makes the interaction difficult. I don't have that.
So I have one of two options. Either tell her, I don't like this, please take it back, and I'm an ass. Or it sits in my closet and I don't wear it. And then like 6 months later, she's like, you never wear it. And I'm like, yeah,
I didn't want to be an ass.
And then I'm an ass then. And so I can't win. I can't.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's August 1, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. You have made it to August.
Yes, you have.
Congratulations.
It's gone so damn fast.
Yes, we're on the backside of the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
it appears.
Doesn't feel like it.
Why not?
It just doesn't feel August. I feel like there's, we got...
You feel like summer just started?
I do. And I look up, it's and it's like, what? August? We haven't had it really be hot yet, I don't think. And
well, the other thing is, well, you took a... Where did you go?
I went to Italy.
That's right.
Yeah,
you took a long vacation.
Yeah.
I haven't really taken a long vacation. Mm. So that makes it feel like, well, that's got to be coming up. Yeah. But it's not.
It's not. Your vacation is the olds.
Yeah, it has been this year.
That's the vacation.
Two trips to Salina. Jealous.
And a U-Haul road trip back from Salina.
Today is National Spritz Day.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever let the high tea, you gotta drink beer and whiskey.
Yeah. Dissuade you from a nice
insecure
Aperol
Spritz.
Bro.
Don't ever let them shame you about drinking a nice, delicious Spritz. The Spritz is wonderful.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that.
I was shamed once in Vegas. I was at the Pie Gal table, and one of my favorite when pit bosses came over and gave me all kinds of crap for drinking an Aperol Spritz. I was out at the pool.
Yeah.
So I'm strolling around with my Spritz.
That's an appropriate
warm
weather.
He's like, why don't you drink a whiskey like a man?
Why don't you mind your own business and let me lose my money?
Yeah. How you comp it, I'll drink it. How about that?
You want to bring me one on the house? If not, I'm going to order what I want to order. Oh, yeah. I love the drink shaming people.
Yeah, come on.
Dude, That's next level. Now, if you're ordering like a Dirty Shirley or something, maybe.
Wait, what's a Dirty Shirley?
That's the Shirley Temple, but with actual booze.
Vodka.
You can throw Shirley whatever you vodka. Want in there. Like vodka.
Have you gotten to the Shirley Temple portion of Quarterback yet?
No, I have not. Yeah. I stopped watching.
Kirk Cousins.
He orders Shirley Temples?
Well, he and his buddies.
Boy, that's on brand.
Yeah, he and his buddies. Well, you probably got far enough where he's got those friends that come to one game every year.
Yeah.
And they do bits.
Yeah.
They dress up every year and they come to the game and it's all, they're zany. He always seems crazy. They always go to dinner and they all order Shirley Temples.
As a bit or they actually?
It became a bit.
Okay.
And he explains it on there, but.
Well.
He thinks the Shirley Temple is like one of the most delightful drinks that exists.
See,
Kirk Cousins.
It's hard for me to like Kirk Cousins when this stuff happens. Because like, you shouldn't drink shame, but I have told this story. We were at a bowl game in Memphis, Tennessee, and we went out to a bar, and one Craig Schmidt of Arizona fame, good dude, played at BYU, an Arizona guy, I think Gilbert, Arizona. And we're sitting down, and he wanted to come along, even though he was a very nice Mormon boy. And that son of a bitch ordered a Shirley Temple.
Mm.
We went around, and it was a hot waitress, too. And I was like, dude, can we just not be the BYU crew? First off, he wore BYU gear, which already pissed me off. Like, God, we're at a bar. Don't wear that.
Well, that's all pretty on brand, though.
And he had the nerve to order a Shirley Temple. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's very, like, I hate to
then don't go.
I hate
then
to say this to you, but if I see somebody order a Shirley Temple, I assume they're Mormon.
Well, if you're going to order Shirley, and I turned to him, well, I said something I shouldn't have said, which I can't see on the air, but why did you come? Why then just stay home. Don't come out and order a Shirley Temple.
Or be a man and order a beer.
Bud Heavy, let's go.
Did it go like that scene Departed where Leo orders a cranberry juice?
Yeah.
It is also International Beer Day.
Oh, there you go. I'll be having, I think some hams is on tap tonight for me. From the land of sky blue waters.
Should they get the monies? You decide.
No.
So, this is a Washington mother. She is suing a Seattle area port a year after a river otter attacked her toddler.
Oh, I did see this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, she is filing the complaint against the Port of Bremerton, which is up there by Port Orchard, you know, on the across the water from Seattle. Court records show that she and her daughter, who was 2 years old at the time of the attack, live on a sailboat in the port operated by Bremerton Marina.
And somehow this is the marina's fault?
So the incident... Oh, damn it. Got to pop up here.
I hate that.
God. Where's the X? I can't find the X.
Boy, don't even get me started on the hidden X.
God.
That'll piss me off every damn time. And then they make it to where it's almost impossible to click on the X.
Yeah, you think I'm going to buy your product after I can't close your ad?
Yeah. You have zero chance of me ever buying a product of yours if you do the hidden X.
The otter pulled the child into the water as she walked along the dock with her mom. Yeah. According to the agency, the child eventually resurfaced after being pulled underwater. The otter bit the mother as she lifted her child from the water. The toddler was later treated at a hospital for scratches and bites that she had sustained on her head, face, and legs. The mother also claims that they had to receive rabies vaccinations, and her daughter still faces nightmares and behavioral aggression. Okay.
What, the kid's aggressive now because of an otter attack? Sue the otter then. Get out of here.
The complaint alleges many of the on-site security cameras are inoperative at any given time.
Okay.
While the plaintiff pays the port a monthly service fee of about $125. Prior to the attack, the Port of Bremerton had actually had actual and repeated notice of otter activity on and around this dock and had received complaints about their aggressive nature. They did nothing to help their tenants.
It's an otter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And they say that staff,
some menace to society is what it is,
had lodged multiple complaints with the port about aggressive otter behavior, including otters defecating on docks, damaging marina property, living on several abandoned or derelict boats, being aggressive towards marina tenants, and posing a risk to public safety.
Okay, time out. So let me just get this. This rich you-know-what is pissed because they moved into otter territory and the otters are doing otter things? Get out of here. You don't get an effing dime.
See, it's interesting. You say she's rich. I pictured her as one of the poors.
No, there's no such thing as a poor up there. You live
Bremerton?
You live on a sailboat in Bremerton?
Well, but see, I think
some
she's...
Of those some of those water residences aren't nice.
Dude, it's not. It's not what you think.
It's like living in a trailer.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. It's just it's cheap.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to Bremerton, dude, it is not ritzy. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite.
Not a dime. Not a
You're saying no money.
Dime. Not a dime.
Yeah.
Cram it. You know what? It's going to build character. You got attacked by an otter. Deal with it. So, like, I have a possum in my backyard. If the possum attacks me, I get to sue, what, the possum king? It's freaking nature. And by the way, you live on a sailboat, you dumbass. What you want? So you're telling me that there's aggressive otters. So kill all the otters? What if there's an orca that comes on? Nah, let's get rid of that orca. I don't like it. Then I can't be on my sailboat. Get out of here. This lady sucks. An otter. And by the way, really, you're scared of an otter?
The child is, yeah.
Well, okay.
Almost killed the kid. She has behavioral aggressions now.
Well, get some therapy.
Probably got Lyme disease.
Well, that's probably where the aggression comes
from. And lupus.
Dude, I hate this. Sometimes accidents happen. Sometimes it's an act of nature, and it's no one's fault. You got attacked by an otter. If you don't want to be around marine life, there's a real easy way to not be around marine life. Don't live on a sailboat. This is like if I lived at the base of a volcano, and then I was like, oh, damn it, volcano erupted. Who could have predicted this? You live in nature. I grew up in Alaska. Guess what we had in our backyard? bears and moose. Why? Because we lived in Alaska and we lived on a river. Welcome to Alaska.
Well,
this lady sucks.
I think she should call Ken and Donnie.
Ken and Donnie. Now, I hope they don't take this case.
Maybe they can take the otter's case.
Yeah.
For her being such a Nancy.
I wanna be on the... I'm team otter on this. My buddy's dog got his eye ripped out by a raccoon. Yeah, he had one of these little rat dogs.
That ain't no bird.
And while I do feel terrible for the dog ran into the bushes after the raccoon. What's the raccoon supposed to do? Where would you like the raccoon to live? It lives outside. It's a raccoon.
Hey, yeah, beautiful.
Where would you like the otter to live other than, oh, I don't know, the water where they live?
I have more animal news for you. We've got a bird killer on the loose. And cougars are well known to stalk college towns, as you know.
All right.
We've got another one.
I keep waiting, and it's not happening.
Next, here on In the News on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.